Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Vlad Harris from the Panther Rants Podcast. Happy Monday to you guys. I'm in my way to work. I had a long weekend. You know, I was off Friday because kids had a half day thanks to HISD, and I make a point now just to take days off when my kids have half days so I can get them and hang out with them for a little while and, you know, take them to lunch and, you know, just talk, you know, have conversations with them, you know, make sure nothing's bothering them. But, you know, I did that, and then I think Saturday I did a wedding, and, you know, I've been to my share of weddings, and this was an Asian wedding, and really, it was really no different. I mean, it was in a Catholic church, so basically Catholic wedding. And but traffic was so bad on Saturday that I felt like I was commuting to work instead of the whole wedding. And, you know, I try not to drive too much on the weekends in Houston because I spend pretty much most of my time in a car during the week. You know, I could take my kids to the zoo on the weekends, but that's a disaster usually. You know, Hermit Park, pretty much. That whole area is pretty much a disaster as it is. So, if there's any parks local to where I'm at, I'll take them there. Or anything else local, but I try to keep myself in a car for too long because I spent too much time in a car here. But, you know, we did the reception, and it was in a Chinese restaurant. It was, you know, pretty different. I mean, for one thing, at these Asian weddings, they come to each table, and they do a toast, and you have to give a wedding speech. And they make one person from each table do a wedding speech. And, of course, I got picked. And I guess I did pretty good for being put on the spot. I mean, going back, there was a lot more I could have said, but, you know, in other words, keep your head down and don't argue with her. Just take your punishment and, you know, like a kid, and, you know, dust up and come back later. But anyways, we had that. And, of course, all the different foods came out. I guess it was a dim sum is what they call it. And they bring all these different types of foods. And it was pretty decent. I mean, I got to see some squid, some seaweed. I mean, the looks on people's faces when they saw this stuff was hilarious. And, of course, there was the lobster. And the lobster looked really freaking good. Although I'm not much of a seafood person. And they had the fish looked like it was just, you know, just caught. I mean, it was still on its bones and everything, and, you know, the skin just came right off when the guy was doing, you know, was taking care of the fish for us. Then there was the duck, and of course they had these, you know, these duck rolls and shrimp rolls. And the shrimp rolls were really freaking good. It was like, they were wrapped in bacon, and they had like this, like sauce on it. It was like barbecue, it tastes like barbecue sauce. But, you know, of course they had the pastry, and of course, maybe like 2-3 hours later, they finally cut the cake and did all that. And by that time, we were all stuffed from all the, you know, all the 10 courses they gave us, along with all the wine and champagne. The champagne, unfortunately, tasted like it was skunked. So I really didn't drink much of that. I drank most of the wine, and, you know, the wine did me pretty good. You know, I was loaded. I was pretty loaded. And, of course, the food soaked it all up. But then I came home, and the kids were all waiting for me, and I was hoping to maybe go grab the six-pack, hoping I could kick back and drink a few beers. But I came home, and everybody was awake waiting for me. Oh, that's just how it goes sometimes. And then, my lady had car trouble. And it's just something with the dome light. And I had to jump the car and drive around late last night to make sure it got its charge. And I ended up going to, I ended up going to Shipley's and getting donuts on Westheimer, like almost midnight. I tried to go to Whataburger, which is, pretty big here. And it was lined up as always. So Shipley's was wide open. So I just got a kolache and some donuts and my Red Diamond tea, and that was good. Anyways, guys, let's move on to sports. In realms of realms of Pitt, they dropped another one over the weekend to Virginia Tech at home, and they're gonna keep losing games as they have been, and I think this is pretty much after the Florida State win, I think that's pretty much it for them. I thought they'd have two more wins left in them, but I think maybe one more, if anything else. That's about it. They're not, as one person pointed out on Twitter, I think it was Dream Backfield, actually. He said that Pitt's, they win games if they score more than 60. If not, then they're going to lose. And that's pretty much what's been happening. They're just not scoring enough. And they get these dry spells when they shoot. And it's just unfortunate. But the effort's there, and it has been. It's always been. I mean, they're trying, and at least, and of course, they're keeping the games close.